8:34 on a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. Time for another Getting to Know You show. And our guest today is somebody actually I just met on Friday, Kendra Sorensen. She is our new executive director of our area, United Way. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Kyle. Glad to be here.
I am so excited to meet you. So you and I met at Man on the Street on Friday, and I said, well, why don't you come on down? We'll get to know you on our program. So first of all, how long have you been the executive director of the United Way?
Since January 11th.
Holy smokes.
I started.
Like brand new.
Right.
You are newly minted.
Right.
Yeah.
Then 3 weeks with Nancy, and then I was off on my own beginning of February.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's start at the beginning. Kendra, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mount Air, Iowa. So it's down by the Missouri border. Uh-huh. It's southwest Iowa. Small town, around a population of 1,600.
Okay.
So born and raised there. Went to school there in Mount Air. And then I did live in a couple other places growing up. I lived in Dodge City, Kansas for a while. So that is where my mom's family is, primarily in that Kansas area. And then I did live in Savannah, Georgia for a while.
Oh my goodness, one of my all-time favorite cities.
It was, yeah, it's beautiful.
I went there for my 50th birthday. That's where I picked. My wife said, where do you want to go?
Really?
I said, Savannah, Georgia.
All right. Did you go down to River Street?
We did.
Yes.
Did you do the ghost tours and stuff when you were there?
I did not, actually.
Because you live there. Why? You didn't do any touristy stuff.
Right. Why do the tours when
exactly.
You live there? Exactly. Yeah. I actually lived on what was called the Isle of Hope. And so, cute little island. They filmed, there's the bluff that's there, and they filmed movies there. So, very neat historical area.
Yeah.
So, really neat place. And then I missed home so much. So I had to be back in the Midwest.
Okay.
That's where my roots are.
All right. I'm going to try to connect the dots here with
okay.
you for a minute. Our guest today is Kendra Sorensen. So you leave Mount Air. Where do you go, like, immediately after that? Do you go on to college?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, went on to college. So went to college in Waterloo, Iowa, at Hawkeye Community. They used to be a tech school.
Yeah.
But went there and went for interior design.
Wow.
So, yeah, spent a couple years up there. And I had plans to then, after graduating with my interior design degree, to go on for architecture was originally the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I had two littles directly after college, so that kind of derailed that. But I joke because I wanted to go on for architecture. I didn't. So instead, I just married an architect.
And you and I were joking off the air, is kind of like the next best thing, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That is awesome. So you've got two little kids, and your husband, does he work locally then?
Yes, he does. So I'll start off talking about my husband, Justin Sorensen. He is an architect for TSP. So they have a firm here. Did essentially. He works out of his home office now. So Dave Schultz is who he worked with for years and years. And Dave retired a few years ago and then just came to think, you know, we could easily not have the whole building and he could easily work out of the home office. So Justin's pretty busy, usually has a packed schedule, has done several of the local buildings here in Marshalltown. Just to mention a few, Wayward Social, the Orpheum, working on the Flying Elbow. So
wow.
All sorts of neat projects here locally in town.
That's awesome. So your kids, I said little, but
right?
they're probably a little older now.
Yes. So they are not littles anymore.
Okay.
Right. So my son, Devin, is 22, will be 23 here coming up in June. So that's coming up very quickly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Devin, I don't have a birthday present picked out for you quite yet. And then my daughter is 21, will be 22 in August, and her name is Kennedy. So both of them locally residing right now here in Marshalltown, but sounds like my son will be moving here before too long just to get a little bit closer to his job. He works at Amazon in Bondurant.
Wow.
So he finished his IT degree and is there working for IT. So, yeah.
That sounds like a good job. It really does. Anything with Amazon sounds like it's kind of the wave of the future.
Wave of the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kendra Sorensen is our guest today on Getting to Know You. Okay, so what took you to Savannah? You said you live there, and I'm just curious.
So my mom ended up remarrying and relocating there. And my stepdad then was living there. My stepdad, Larry McLean, he worked for Gulfstream. He is now retired, but worked for Gulfstream. So that is how I ended up moving down to Savannah. And I would have, my plans were to potentially go to school at SCAD, so Savannah Art and Design.
Which that is like the premier school. If you can get in, it's all, I mean, artists and designers come from all over the world to actually go to school there. I had never heard of it.
Really?
Until we were on a tour. And somebody said, they went by the building and then they mentioned, well, if you notice all of the artwork in Savannah, you know, and it's all done by students or former students.
Right.
And I was like, I never even heard of this school. But it's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you didn't.
But that couldn't even keep me there. Yeah. I still wanted to come back.
Wow.
To the Midwest.
But you weren't married at the time.
No.
No,
uh-uh.
Okay.
Nope. That was when I was younger. So I was about high school, early high school.
Yeah.
Is when I was there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So you're, okay, let's fast forward here a little bit.
Right.
Kendra Sorensen, our guest today on Getting to Know You. So fast forward, you're married. You're going to become an interior designer. Or you do become an interior designer. I guess I didn't ask you that.
So I did not.
Okay.
I did not. I actually, so since my two kids came directly after me graduating from college, I stayed home with them for a couple of years. So stayed home. And that is something that I will forever cherish.
Right.
Having those few years to be with them and watch them grow and learn. So, yeah.
Okay.
So didn't do the interior design deal. But.
So we had to wait 7 minutes of the interview. I'm recording it and I just looked up at the 7 minute mark to find out if you actually became an interior designer. I love that. We teased them a little bit.
Right. So I don't, you know, I haven't ever per se worked in that, you know, field, but all of my friends love to shoot me text message, send me pictures, ask me, hey, can you come over and give me some suggestions? So although I'm not doing it as a career, I essentially do it a little bit on the side.
You kind of dabble a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Now my phone's going to be blowing
up
after saying this, right? Hey, Kendra.
Guess what?
But it's okay. I enjoy it. It's something that's like my creative side, I guess.
It's good, though.
Something that's fun that I like to do.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, my husband will say, hey, what's your thoughts on this? He quit doing that because we kind of have some different tastes. Thanks. So forget asking her now. She's gonna say something opposite from what I'm thinking.
It's like, look, honey, you tell him. You build the structure.
I'll design it.
Yeah. Exactly. On the inside, I'll take care of it. No worries.
Right.
Okay. So you're raising kids. When do you work outside the home?
Okay. So around the time that my kids were 2, 3, 4 years old, I just kind of wanted to get acquainted with just the community. By the way, I moved to Marshalltown really not knowing, you know, anybody after college. So I started working at Yonkers. And that was just a short hour, just kind of get out of the house, get acclimated in the community. And those are some of my most cherished moments also, because it was literally a family. We called it the Yonkers family. We've got a Facebook group still of all of us old timers that work there for quite some time. So I think total, I probably put in around 11 years there. So worked there full time. Then after the kids got a little bit older and worked in several different facets. I was the clinic counter manager, so clinic's cosmetics. I did visual manager, so that tied into the interior design. So visual manager, fragrance manager, worked back in the office a little bit. But the most amazing thing about that job, it was getting to know people right here in the community, and especially at the makeup counter, because as people were coming in and sitting down, I really got to know them. Got to know them as a person. I'd find out what animals they had, the animals' names, you know, shared in their successes and cried with them when there was other things that were tough that were going on. So that was an amazing job. And I kept that up even after going on to work at a couple of different places, and still would go in and work, you know, in the evenings or on the weekend. So I really loved being out, you know, amongst the community.
Wow. It sounds like you're a people person.
Oh, you caught on to that?
I think I figured it out when I met you on Friday, that you are definitely a people person. Nancy Steveson retires, and she's kind of been talking about retirement for quite a while. I've known Nancy for many, many, many years. I've emceed a lot of stuff for the United Way. So Nancy and we've done a gazillion interviews. So I've got to know Nancy, but she's always kind of hinted, hey, next year,
right?
Next year. And then, okay, so next year finally comes and Nancy says, this is it. How do you hear about the opening?
How do I hear about it? So I actually hear about it from some community members here locally, three individuals. I'm going to backtrack just a little bit.
Okay.
Just to make the whole story. So I had been working at Stover Controls, which is a rep for Emerson, for those that don't know. And they had recently been acquired by an impact partner to the north called Novaspect. So there for 13 and a half years, and just had went through that acquisition in October 1st. And it's about November time frame, and I am approached by some individuals, and they said, I have got to tell you, you have got to look at this job because I think you are literally the perfect fit for this. And some of my closest friends knew that there was always this nagging feeling that I always, with me being a people person, I absolutely love my job at Stover. I was services coordinator for several years. There was just this aspect of not being completely fulfilled and feeling like I have more to offer here in my community, and really wanting to be out amongst and with people versus behind a desk all the time, which great relationships formed even behind the desk on the phone and email. But at first, when I was approached, I thought, this is like really bad timing. I'm just now getting settled in here. But I started looking into it, got more information, and I went, this is it. This is the dream job. This is everything I've been wanting. It's going to fulfill two of my biggest passions. And those two passions is, one, I have an extreme love for our community. Been here for 23 years, and this community is just amazing. The way people pull together, the close-knit aspect of this community. So that in one part, you know, really fulfilled. And then the second part is, I love helping other people. I'm the person that you can call if you need something. I'm there to help. So I got to take two passions, you know, helping others and then the love for my community, and look at putting that into a career. So how much of a rewarding career is that,
yeah.
Kyle, may I ask? It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I'm so blessed.
If you could somehow weave interior design into that, then you kind of have the trifecta.
Right? All right, I'm going to have to start thinking about that.
Kendra Sorensen, our guest today on Getting to Know You. Okay, so the show is obviously all about you, and so I kind of want to know, it sounds like you're really busy, but do you have any outside interests? Do you have any hobbies? Do you travel? You know, you and your husband.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I would have to, one of the things that I recently took up that I just love is kayaking.
Wow. Really?
Right. Yeah. So I started doing that last year a lot with a group of people, and I wanted to buy a kayak last year so bad, but they were so hard to find. As soon as they, were on, out to sell,
yeah.
They were gone.
Right.
It didn't matter if you're trying to find it on a marketplace online. So I'm still hoping that this year I need to find myself a kayak so I have one, and potentially talk my husband into buying a truck or something so that I can take said kayak. But kayaking is one of the things that I have found that I really get fulfillment out of. It's so awesome to just be floating down the river. And, you know, I've done some early morning ones where you're watching the sun come up. So that's kind of neat. The other thing would be, I love just, if this is a hobby, just being with people. Again, being out in the community, I'm that type of person that I'm re-energized by being around other individuals. So out at community events, I just like to be out and amongst other people. If you call drinking coffee, me being a coffee connoisseur, that's a hobby. I had to bring my big cup this morning.
I'm there with you.
So
do you like the designer coffees? Like, do you like...
Do I have to have Starbucks? Is that...
I wasn't going to name any brand names.
Oh, okay.
No,
sorry,
I'm kidding. No. But my wife is a huge Starbucks lover, and
yeah.
I'm not. It's not that I, you know, I'll go and I'll have it, and she'll be like, we'll go to a Starbucks. Well, are you sure you don't want anything? And I'm like, just give me black coffee.
Black coffee.
Yeah. Well, how boring is that? So do you like, what kind of coffee?
I pretty well drink about any coffee there really is. One of my favorites that West End Perk had for a while was their blueberry. Oh my goodness, it's so delicious. So when they were, I don't know if they were phasing it out at the time, but I ended up buying a couple of the bags so that I had backup blueberry coffee at my own house. I don't necessarily have to have a certain flavor. That's how I get up and get going in the morning. I can't imagine not having coffee. So when we were, you know, without electricity for a while during derecho and all that, that was a tough deal. I had to figure out. I was out buying instant coffee. I mean, does not relate to real coffee, but I still had to have my coffee.
You may have seen Kendra on 3:30 driving to Altoona to get coffee.
I would have if I would have been able to, if gas wasn't a concern.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been me. Yeah.
It's like, honey,
walking,
I will be
running.
Back in 3 hours. Yeah. I'm going to Altoona.
Yeah, I'm getting on the bicycle.
To get some coffee. Kendra Sorensen, our guest today on Getting to Know You. So, okay, let's circle back to the United Way a little bit. United Way is constantly fundraising, and I know that you've got golf events coming up. We've got Power of the Purse, which I have been involved in, I think, since day one, or at least the second year. That is a huge fundraiser.
Yes.
You've got your annual campaign,
yes.
which is a huge, huge, huge undertaking. Talk about the fundraising and also the people that you have working with you. I know Kim Yates works with you.
Right. So, and Kim was just doing her announcement the other day
Yes, I had Kim on the, was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
I'm like, I've lost track of days. Yes,
oh
Kim, Kim is on the air with me, probably 3-4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we have the golf tournament coming up on June 11th, which Kim talked about yesterday. But for those of you that missed it, we're very thankful for our sponsorship by Gary Shaw. He just, so many years in a row, he always is our huge sponsor. And then an exciting part to that is we actually have a golf cart sponsor this year, Woodruff Construction.
Right.
So huge shout out to them. And then we have, I cannot believe how many, it's just really exciting to see coming in the forms for sponsorship on holes and people that are donating certificates or items to give away that are going to be given away. So that's super exciting. So that's June 11th at 12:30 at the Legion.
Yeah.
And then, yes, you talked about Power the Purse.
Oh, my goodness. I love Power the Purse.
We are having Power the Purse this year.
Have you ever been to Power the
Purse?
Yes,
I have.
Okay. All right. Is it... It's just like...
It's so much fun.
It's fun, and it's kind of crazy.
It gets crazy.
It gets very loud. As I'm the announcer, and it's just loud. I'm like, ladies, you need to settle down.
Oh, well,
settle down.
It'll probably be even louder this year with me, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably better sit down. They'll tell me to Kendra sit down.
Kendra brings a... a bullhorn.
Right.
Everybody, be quiet. Yeah, but that's a huge fundraiser. And that is such a neat idea.
Mm-hmm.
And at Elmwood. And,
right.
And it's ladies only. Well, I get to go. But
and we have a date. So I don't know if you have it out there on your calendar.
I don't know. When is it?
October 14th.
October 14th. Okay.
You're going to have to get that put on your
calendar.
All right.
October 14th.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then, like you said, we have our large campaigns.
Right.
So, already underway. I had said that on Friday, man on the street.
Right.
A lot of people wouldn't think that, you know, you're already planning, but starting immediately in January, you are already planning for the next campaign.
Did you get the co-chairs yet?
We do have the co-chairs.
Who are the co-chairs?
Well, it's Chris and Shannon Naughton.
Oh, I love Chris and Shannon Naughton.
Yes, owners of Service Master.
Yeah.
Super exciting. Part two about that is that they are celebrating their 50th anniversary with Service Master.
Yeah, right.
So what a... You know, I just think it's a really neat combination of them celebrating their 50th anniversary with Service Master and then agreeing to be this year's co-chairs for the campaign.
Oh, my goodness. That is going to be fun. All right, for sure. Kendra Sorensen, our guest today, Executive Director of our United Way, and we've got just like a minute left. So tell me, do you have a hidden talent? Is there something people would be surprised to know about you?
A hidden talent.
Yeah, anything.
Well,
do you sing?
I like to sing. I don't know that I'm that great at it, but are you suggesting I should do this at Power the Purse?
I'm thinking maybe we have... We have a little karaoke in the corner with you.
Oh, great. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, people are going to be buying tickets like crazy now, right?
Exactly. Why not? I mean, come on.
No, I would say, you know, my biggest probably hidden, it wouldn't be hidden talent, but I do have a lot of people that will reach out to me about my design aspects. So wanting me to help out and give suggestions, but.
That's a talent. That
well,
is definitely a talent.
It's a fun part of being creative. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Well, we're done.
I can't believe that.
Did that go by fast?
Yes.
I told you it would.
Yes.
See,
I was thinking, could we just stay on for another 30 minutes? I'm sure I've got another 30 minutes.
Exactly. Kendra Sorensen, part two. The later years, we call it. We're going to find out. We're going to have you back.
Yes, I would love to have. I would love that.
Thank you so much for being my guest today on Getting to Know You, okay?
Thank you for the invite.
You bet. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Right.